You're listening to Two Guys on Set podcast. That's my dad's show.
Welcome back to another episode of Two Guys on Set podcast with your host Gary
and Jaime.
What's going on, Gary?
You know, the usual. Just the another week, another dollar or two or three.
Or unemployment for myself. Hi.
Hey, this is Two Guys on Set. We're a weekly podcast where we talk about behind the scenes stories from working in the film and television industry, along with movies and TV reviews. And sometimes we'll interview some crew members.
Sometimes
we won't.
Sometimes we won't.
And just anything else we think is funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We have the you know what I mean counter going ping, ping.
I need to bring that bell in.
Yeah. A little service bell. Ping, ping.
Pick it up.
Coconut pies are here, huh?
Hey.
Get your pies. So this week we're going to talk about taxes.
Whoa.
That's some fun stuff in the film industry.
No, it's not.
Yeah. When you work a normal 9-to-5 job, you get one W-2.
W-2.
Yeah.
And you can do that on hrblock.com.
Yeah. Or TurboTax.
TurboTax.
If you guys want to sponsor us, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But when you work in the film industry,
nope.
You get about, I don't know, I get usually about like 12.
Yeah, me too. This year, I'm expecting 10.
Damn.
Yeah, I already got 6, which is surprising.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting on 4.
I've been getting them pretty early, too.
Yeah, last year was not the case. No. I was still getting them up until the end of March.
Last year, I had to go and actually call a company to send me my W-2.
Really? They didn't just send it to you?
No. It's
what the?
It was a 1099 job, of course.
Oh,
and I
so
knew,
they send
and
you
I knew
a...
it. They're like, I knew it, too. It was one of those companies that you're like, they don't pay on time. And
yeah.
It's one dude doing everything in the world when one guy does it all.
Tax guy.
Tax production manager.
Yeah, with that, they send you the 1099 miscellaneous form.
Exactly. So I had to send an email saying, hey, I got all my W-2s except for the company that we worked at. Where that?
Where that? I needs my 1099 miscellaneous.
Yeah, so I can do my taxes and get jacked.
Yeah, exactly. Get jacked with all this refund.
Dude. You get a refund? I don't get shit because...
Oh, you don't?
I do too many 1099 jobs. Well, now
oh.
I think I break even now because of the kids. Mm. I think you get a good tax break from the kids. Is this going in and out? Oh, no, never mind. The audio's fine.
Yeah, yeah. So wait, you don't get a refund at all?
I rarely get a refund. If I do get something, it's usually like a few hundred bucks. Like
oh, okay.
200-300 bucks.
So... Do you do a lot of deductions, though?
No. I try to do it the legal way, Gary.
Who needs it?
Dude, back in the days when I was single and, yeah, I was working in the industry, I used to deduct everything, movies.
Well, no, you can. You can.
Well, yeah.
That's all legal.
But there's another, like, a new law. I don't even know, man. I let my wife handle that stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because there's that new freelancer self-employed law now that...
Oh, I forgot about
there's
that.
There's certain things you can't claim anymore. Like you can't claim mileage anymore on car, like your car mileage, stuff like that.
Oh.
So they know, you know, she knows the rules. So I just let her.
Yeah.
I'm like, as long as I don't owe money, as long as I don't get caught by the IRS.
Yeah.
Just whatever works, whatever.
Well, they changed the standard deduction this year from, what was it, $6,750 or something? Now it's going to be $12,000. Right. So that should give you more of a refund. At least that's what my accountant says.
Hmm.
Hopefully it works out.
I don't know. I don't know how it works anymore.
Yeah. By the way, we're not tax professionals, so... No.
If anybody has any
don't
advice,
send
us a line.
Yeah.
So yeah, I get about 12 W-2s, roughly. 10 to 12, yeah.
Yeah, my sister works in the mortgage industry, and she's like, wow. I hate you film people. I'm like, why? She goes, when I'm trying to verify people's income... They send me like 40 W-2s that I have to go through.
Right, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, well.
My old tax guy used to hate, you know. Well, he didn't hate doing it because I used to pay him like freaking a lot of money, dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he was like, he had a lot of business or industry people that used to go to him.
Mm-hmm.
Probably still do. The only thing is, it always felt shady going to him because it was always a different office. And he was from, like, Arkansas.
Huh.
And
so he, like,
he would come in just to L.A. just to do taxes.
Is that even legal?
I don't know. I think he has a residence here. I don't know what his deal was, but he'd always send an email like, "Yeah, I'm start doing taxes. This date from this date. Book your dates." And then like when you book your date, then he'll send you like an address to his new office.
It was a new office. It's in a garage and Airbnb.
It was literally like a different. Like last time, the last one was like at Seal Beach, like far.
Seal Beach.
Yeah, dude, I had to drive out there just to go do my taxes and pay like $400 for him to fucking do my taxes.
$400? Yeah, damn, dude. I only pay like $150.
But he deducted, you know, like he was always like, "You donate to Goodwill. Check you.
Oh yeah, you're
deducting clothes, this and that, your car, you know, movie stuff, yeah. Netflix, cable TV. That's fine." But he would do shady shit. Not shady shit, but like stuff that was, I felt kind of uncomfortable when he would be like,
"Oh, got it.
You donate this amount to Goodwill."
Oh,
and
okay.
And it's like, really? It's like, yeah.
My accountant, because she specializes in entertainment tax also.
Maybe I shouldn't say this shit. The IRS is going to come and knock on my door.
I'm like, "Hey, Jaime, you owe us $40,000.
We heard your IRS taxed episode, and we want to talk to you.
Yeah, the good news is the government's reopened.
This is all allegedly.
Yeah, this is all a hypothesis.
Yes.
Not hypothesis, that's not the right word.
Hypothetical. That's the right word.
Did anybody see that?
I always felt, I didn't feel weird about it. Just like, it was, he was deducting, I mean, it was allowed to deduct, you know, Netflix and movies because it's all considered research and stuff.
Yeah.
But I always felt funny about it. But I guess that's the way to do it.
Yeah. You can like my accountant deducts that. She deducts like cell phone bill.
Yeah.
Car insurance. All sorts of stuff.
See, I don't think I do that. I don't know. No. I gotta ask the wife. I know she does it all.
Yeah.
Legit.
Right. Well, that's good. It's good to be.
I think when we do it legit though, we don't get as much as, say, other people.
Yeah. Which because there's... My accountant basically gives me a list of things to keep receipts for the year.
Right.
And it usually works out. I don't get a huge refund, but I get a little...
You get something?
A little something.
Yeah. My thing is, like, as long as I don't owe, or, you know, I have to pay the IRS back because I owe them a lot.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Funk that.
Yeah. I know people that only do 1099 stuff, and they end up owing a lot.
Yeah, because they don't save it. I when I get a 1099 job, I save it. I save 30% or whatever it is.
You know, I need to get back in the habit of doing that. I used to do that, and I built up a savings account of like $2,000.
Right.
But then when it came tax time, I didn't need to use it because my deductions canceled out my 1099 tax. So after I realized that's the case, now I don't save the money for taxes for 1099s. I need to go back to that.
Yeah, go back. To saving it.
I had a separate account just for the tax.
Because even if you don't know, that's great. That's extra money. That's a savings. You know?
That's a bonus.
That's
for
what
you
I do now. Even though I know I'll probably get money because of the kid. I have two kids. Mm-hmm. I know I'll get some money back. So I still save the 30 or whatever it is percent. And if I don't owe at the end of the year, great. That's a bonus. I got like, hey, you can take the kids on a trip or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do whatever you want with that money.
Do you know how much you get for each kid?
I think it's 4,000.
$4,000 for each kid?
Yeah, $4,000.
Oh, wow.
Credit. I think it's lower now, I think.
Oh, credit?
I don't know. Yeah.
So is that different
I think it's lower, but I don't know what the rules are. But I know we get credit for their schooling, too, because I pay for both of their schools. They go to separate schools.
Oh, got it.
Because, Nathan, my older one, he's out of the preschool now. So he goes to regular school now. But we also have a daycare that takes care of him after school lets out because he's in kindergarten and they get out early. Fucking kindergarten.
Have your milk and cookies and then go home.
Yeah, so we have to pay this it's the YMCA.
Yeah.
That basically picks him up and takes care of him until we have to pick him up, you know, for work and pick him up later on. But yeah, I mean, we pay for that and then we pay obviously for the baby's preschool and daycare.
Oh, okay, so you get credit back for that.
So we get credit. We get a little bit back for that. But yeah, I mean, my whole thing is if I break even, cool. If I get a little money back, cool.
Yeah.
Because I know I'll be, I'm saving that whatever it is, 25-30% from 1099 jobs. Which next year, I don't know if you heard that some of us are switching to 1099s for E3.
Oh,
if you do the job.
Wait, you're switching to 1099?
Yeah, I believe so because
because I'm switching to payroll.
Oh, that makes sense because I think I have a different title and role.
Yeah.
On that job.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
More information to come.
Yeah. Bum, 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 bum.
So yeah, so technically we're both moving up in that aspect of the world.
The E3 world.
The E3 event world.
Yeah.
Which is cool. E3 is a video game convention that happens every year.
Yeah. We do the
E3, the big E3, the electronic three, which is Sony, Nintendo, and
Xbox.
Xbox, Microsoft, Xbox. So we do the Xbox part.
Yeah. We don't mess with the other stuff.
Nah, we do the cool part.
Yeah.
Xbox is where it's at.
Yeah.
We're gonna get a lot of hate mail from Sony and Nintendo people.
Screw hey, man. Yeah.
My PS4 is the shit, bro.
Can you do this with your PS4?
Yeah. We got exclusive games, bro.
That's the funny thing about E3 is that all people will just keep talking about video games, but I know nothing about video games.
Not anymore, man.
Yeah, so I'm just like, oh, that's cool. They're like, aren't you excited for the new, I don't know. I'd be like, cool
metal,
story, bro.
Metal Gears of Honor.
Yeah. I just work here, bro. All right.
Aren't you excited for the new Gears of Metal of Honor of Fighting Wars?
Aren't you excited for 4th of July Marine Corps on Xbox?
No, I'm excited for my paycheck.
Yeah.
That's what I'm excited for.
Yeah. The only thing I'm excited for is those extra zeros.
Exactly.
Yeah, with taxes for the film industry, I feel like it's so important to stay organized throughout the year.
Yeah.
Like, do you keep, so basically I keep all of my paycheck stubs and I just do mobile deposits on my phone. Do you do the same thing?
Yeah, I do. Well, a lot of it is direct deposit. Like CAPS jobs are direct deposit for me.
Oh, so, you do direct deposit?
Dude, it's totally worth it because you get the check a day in advance.
So wait, you can, once you set it up with CAPS the first time?
That's it. It's done. All CAPS jobs that you do from now in the future, it's all direct deposit.
Really?
Yeah, whichever job. If they use CAPS for the payroll, you get direct deposit.
What?
It's cool because you'll get the check stub, and that, you know, that's when it usually comes. It's whenever it comes, right? So
yeah.
So you'll get deposited the money like a day or even 2 days in advance.
Wow.
And when the stub comes in, that's when it usually comes in. That's when it would come in if you were getting paid by check.
Yeah.
Normal without direct deposit.
Right.
And it's usually like a day or two. So we get a day or two free days of a.
That's crazy.
You get your money faster.
The reason I never did the direct deposit was because I always thought if I do it, then it's just going to be for that one job.
No,
but
it does it all jobs.
Wow, all that's good jobs. To know.
And I know Media Services has it too, but I haven't done it. I just do the CAPS because it's 90% of the time you're working with CAPS.
So so I wonder if Entertainment Partners has the same thing, because I do a lot of jobs with them.
I think they all do. I think you have to do it online and send them a voided check with your routing number and all that.
Oh,
and once they set it up, it's set up. But I've never really gotten into doing the Media Services or the other ones. I do CAPS because CAPS is like 80 to 90%. Yeah. You're working for CAPS.
Yeah. For me, it's 50-50 CAPS and Entertainment Partners.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, but those 1099 jobs, man, they'll kill you, man.
Actually, that's what I think too, but my accountant's always like, no, it's better because.
Really?
Yeah, because you can deduct dollar for dollar with 1099 versus W-2s. You have to meet like a certain limit or something.
Wow.
I don't know either.
I've never gotten into it. Like, what are the rules? Or I just let my wife, because she's an accountant.
Same kind of thing. I give the lady like my breakdown, like this is how much I spent in this area, this is how much I spent for this, and she just figures it out.
Yes, I'm the same way. Just figure it out.
Yeah, but it's good to save your paycheck stubs, because what I do is at the end of the year.
Oh, I always save them.
Yeah, I go back look at each paycheck stub and see what W-2 I'm looking for.
How far do you save? Because I have 2015, I think, is the last paycheck stubs that I've saved.
I have 2015 too.
Okay.
I think 7 years?
Is it? 7 years you have to save?
I think. In case you get audited? I think it's 7 years.
Oh, wow. I think my wife was throwing out some stubs yesterday. I think she might be.
Maybe it's 3 years? I don't know.
I think it's 3 years.
Maybe 3 years.
Maybe. I don't know. She knows because she works for tax people.
I just throw them all in like a manila envelope with my tax information. Like what is it called? The completed tax return.
Right.
That's the word I'm looking for. And I just stuff it in a filing cabinet. Same. Leave it.
Me too. I save all my stubs. Well, my wife that handles it all.
Yeah.
She handles all the money, man. So if I don't have money, she's probably the cause. She's going to hate me for this. No, man, you don't got any money because you're poor. You don't work as much.
It's not because I handle your money. It's because you're sitting at home watching Plex.
Because you're watching Plex and TV and your Cineflex or whatever you're watching. Cineflex. Not working. There's no income coming in, boy.
You're watching Fire TV. That don't pay the bills, son.
Better get fire under that ass and go get some other job. she wants me to get another job. That's another thing, man. It's just she's like, you need to get a more steady. I mean, I get it. Yeah, it's true. Yeah. It's just because you never know when your next job's going to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're just waiting for that phone call or you're sending out an email saying, hey, dude, I'm available.
Yeah.
Like a prostitute.
Yeah.
I'm available.
I'm on the corner of Magnolia and Cahuenga if you want to pick me up.
I'm on 4th Street. Yeah. Come get me.
I'm literally parked at Galpin waiting to go.
I'm ready to go. I got my ratchet straps.
My ratchet straps.
Got my logbook.
I always thought about that. Like,
hire me.
Yeah. Hire me now.
Hire me now.
I always thought, like, should I try and get a full-time coordinator job at like a production company or something? Or?
That's always the question for me.
Yeah. Oh,
but you know what?
Most people that do that end up not liking it.
Yeah. I don't like the 9 to 5 same grind every day.
Yeah.
Going to one spot, sitting at the same desk.
Yeah.
Fucking no window. Like,
yeah.
Office space.
Yeah. About that.
I'm going to need you to come in on Saturday.
I'm going to need those TPS reports.
And then they move you down to the basement.
Yeah. And then you're just like, my stapler. Someone took my stapler.
Someone took my swing line.
My red swing line stapler.
I don't want that job, man. I want a job. If I were to get a 9 to 5, I wouldn't mind working in the field somewhere where you're like, you got a different place to go to, or
yeah.
Well, today we got to go and check this whatever place. I can't sit in one area.
Yeah, I did it. I mean, I do it a lot when I coordinate, but one time particularly, I was working.
Yeah, but you're on that job for what? Like a few weeks?
A couple
maybe?
Weeks, three weeks, yeah.
And then usually, you're done, and then you go do whatever the hell you want.
Exactly. Yeah, I did it 2 years ago or less. No, 2 years ago. At NBC Universal, which is 5 minutes from NoHo Burbank Studios.
NoHo.
But it was so nice because it was a 5-minute commute to work every morning.
That's bad.
7 minutes to get home.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of these? This one time there was an app that somebody was trying to start an app for production people so that they can get booked. It was a great idea, but I think they killed it because they. A lot of companies don't want to post the call sheets and keep that confidential information.
Oh, so like a staff me so up app?
I guess people would. Like an all production app for your phone or whatever, where you can post what days you're available.
Oh.
And say, you know what, I do commercials, I do whatever, reality, and I'm available these days. And you basically, it's a calendar. You post up the days that you work and what days you're off.
Right.
And then production managers or coordinators can see your credentials or whatever that is. Oh, I drive truck. I do this. I have a medical card. I'm available these days. And people can look that up and say, oh, okay. Hey, can you drive or whatever? Can you come on to this job?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So I don't know what the logistics was or what happened where they couldn't do it. So whoever was trying to do that app. Like, because I think they wanted to post call sheets too.
Oh,
and the thing with call sheets is that you know how they always say don't post.
Yeah, they don't want call sheets out.
Don't post this call sheet anywhere.
Too many,
this is all
too much information. Yeah,
confidential information. Yeah. I think that was a problem.
Why did they want to post call sheets?
I don't know. I maybe as proof that you've worked certain jobs. Maybe kind of like your resume.
Yeah, but.
Because if you know, I guess people don't know. Like if a production manager is looking for a production truck driver, per se.
Yeah.
And how does he know that you're good? Like you've done it, you know? Like,
yeah, I mean.
Unless you can show and prove, like this is a call sheet of, check this out. I've done this last year. I got 20 call sheets of me driving production truck.
Yeah, I mean, I get the proof aspect, but I've never worked a job where they're like, I need proof that you can do this.
That's true. Well, actually,
they're always just like, hey, have you done it before? All right, cool.
I've got asked for a resume one time.
Yeah, I've gotten I got asked for one recently.
And I was like, I don't.
Yeah.
I guess I can make you one, but I've never been asked for one.
Yeah. I was on set recently where they asked me for one, and I was like, I'll send you my staff me up because I'll update my staff me up profile. That? Oh, you don't use staff
like
me up?
Is it like a LinkedIn?
Kind of, but only for production.
Oh, really? I've never heard of it.
It's staffmeup.com. Basically, you go on there and they post jobs.
Oh.
It's kind of like that app, but it's a website. They post all these jobs.
Maybe
and it's
they
like,
switched it to that.
Like
know.
Netflix is posting on there, A&E, really? ABC, NBC,
I
everything.
Check that. I never knew, Gary.
Oh.
Thanks for the info.
Hey.
No wonder you get all these easy jobs.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Actually, I'm just doing one return.
I've only gotten like a few jobs off there, like maybe two.
Because
I don't apply that often stuff on there. Well, no, I do.
Do you feel like it's commercial stuff or is it like reality or events?
Everything.
Or,
commercial, really? Scripted, reality.
I wonder how many people use it. I wonder how many users they have.
Oh, a lot. It's pretty loaded up.
I gotta check
it's
that
It's basically
out.
Like the LinkedIn for the production world. And you can literally put all of your credits.
Really?
So instead of sending people my resume, I'll just send them my staff me up profile because it has all my credits on there.
Interesting.
Uh-huh. I've also sent people my IMDb page.
Which I don't have.
Oh, too soon?
I don't have shit, man. I mean,
are
I
you
guess,
sure you even work in the film industry?
I know. I just know four people and they well, come. They're usually my buddies.
It's because commercials, you don't get IMDb credits
right,
for.
Right. Yeah, I would have tons of credit.
Yeah, and I started off doing mostly movies and TV shows.
Right.
So I have all that stuff.
I need to start an IMDb.
Yeah. Just add yourself to Mission Impossible.
I need
Impossible.
To show proof somehow that I work in this industry.
Dude, yeah, get staff me up. It's great. Even if you don't get jobs off there,
staff
you can still, if anybody asks your resume,
just... Staffmeup.com?
Yep. Staffmeup.com.
Learn something every day.
Yeah. It's been around for a couple of years, maybe like 4 or 5 years.
We weren't even supposed to talk about this. And
I know.
That's
we just,
great. That's
we awesome. Just ended up here.
I'm glad you told me about
yeah,
it.
You can
I've never heard about it.
You can apply for a lot of jobs on there.
Really?
They're posting stuff like every day.
Wow.
Yeah, I've gotten a few jobs off there. Not too many, but I've gotten a couple. I could get more, but
that's awesome.
Yeah, they also have a lot of like long jobs too. Like if you wanna,
like if you wanna do a TV show.
Yeah, they'll have like 6 months or 4 months or whatever.
That's
I notice a lot of reality stuff is on there, but you get
I bet.
Yeah, but you get commercials. You also get scripted stuff, game shows, talk shows,
game shows.
All sorts of stuff.
Wow.
I want to work on Jeopardy.
Jeopardy.
Do.
Tom, is it Tom Selleck? Tom Selleck. No.
Alex Trebek.
Yeah, close.
That would be great if Tom Selleck
did it. They both have mustaches.
Yeah.
Well,
actually,
Trebek doesn't have one
anymore,
right?
He shaved it off. Yeah. Bye-bye mustache.
Damn, son.
Yeah. Now he's he looks younger.
Good for him, man.
Yeah. More modern.
Because he was having health problems, I think, right?
Uh-huh.
What was wrong with him? Do you know?
I don't know, but I know there was something going on.
He had mustache cancer? That's not funny.
Yeah.
That made me laugh.
That's why he had to shave it off.
He had stash disease. He had to shave it off.
He had stash infection.
Like a staph infection,
yeah,
but a
see
stash.
See what I did there?
That's pretty good, Gary.
Hey,
I was going to say something right now. I forgot. Shouldn't have thought.
Burt Reynolds. He does Jeopardy too, right?
Burt.
Psych.
Yes, he does.
Celebrity Jeopardy, maybe.
Celebrity Jeopardy. Anything cool you've been watching on TV? I got to tell you about this movie that I saw.
What movie?
It was In the World.
In the World.
In the World. I saw this movie called Widows that you told me to watch.
Oh, yes. All right.
Okay,
so what do we think?
Yeah, it's definitely not like the trailer.
Yeah, right, exactly.
It is very, the trailer is very misleading.
Yes, it makes it seem like such an
like
action,
action movie.
Yeah.
Like a heist movie. And it makes it seem like all these dudes are in it.
Yeah.
When in reality, there's not, like the male part of it is like all the male.
Four
starting,
seconds.
Yeah. Like Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah.
Neeson. Leslie Neeson.
Liam Neeson's.
Yeah. Liam Neeson's. Like, they're all like barely in it.
Yeah. Yeah, he's in it for like 10 minutes in the beginning and the end.
It was okay, I think.
Yeah. What did you think about the whole middle part?
Without giving it away.
Yeah.
It was okay.
Kind of boring, right?
It was a little slow, man.
Yeah, very slow.
Slow for me.
Obviously the acting is amazing in it.
Yeah.
Viola Davis.
They're all great actresses and actors too. But yeah, it was I was watching it at night too and I was like, I'm going to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Man. I did finish it though. I did finish it. But yeah, I'd say I'd give it like a C plus.
Okay, that's a good. I can go with a C plus.
I don't know if it's. I don't know if it should be nominated for all this shit that it's nominated for.
Yeah, no.
Golden Globe and all that stuff.
It should be nominated for the Nothing Award.
Did I talk about Green Book last time?
Yes. Okay. Yes. I think Widow should get nominated for a Razzie Award.
For a fucking boring award.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus. It's up there in boring as Roma. Have you seen Roma yet?
No.
That Netflix, like, that's winning all these awards.
Yeah. That's no good.
That's a boring movie, man. Oh. I mean.
I wanted to check it out. But
I wanted to love it because that's my people's, man.
Oh.
They talk about it's an ethnic movie. It's about a Hispanic lady and.
Right.
God, it's so boring. I saw 7 minutes of the beginning of that movie. The beginning of the movie is this lady washing, like, the front porch of her house. So it's a static camera on the floor and water just swishing back and forth of her washing the fucking driveway or whatever that is.
For
7 minutes, dude.
What?
I'm like, dude, what the fuck is this movie, man?
Wow, that should be like a seven second shot.
I'm sorry, dude. I know I probably should give it more time, but I had to turn it off. I had to go or do something. Yeah. I don't know. I was like, I'm not gonna watch this lady wash her freaking driveway for the whole movie.
Yeah, that's insane.
I mean, and it's in black and white.
Oh, you
know? And so I don't know. Maybe I go back and watch it, and or give it another try. But
I think that's one of those movies you got to watch when you're like amped up on coffee.
Yeah,
and
you got to watch it early in the morning.
Yeah, where you got nowhere to be.
Nowhere to be. You're like, I'm gonna check this out. I'm gonna watch 7 minutes of her washing the front patio.
And if I don't kill myself, then I can probably get through 2 hours.
I couldn't hang it. I do want to talk about this freaking badass documentary I saw.
On
Netflix. And Hulu has a version too.
Oh, okay.
I think the Hulu version is a little bit better because they dig in deeper. And it's right up our alley. I don't know if you've seen the Fire documentary, FYRE.
No.
It is awesome. It's about a failed festival. This one rich kid.
Oh, I heard about this.
I'm sure you heard of it because
Blink-182 Burning Man festival?
Yeah, in the Bahamas.
Yeah. That's the one that... Yeah, Blink-182 dropped out of.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I heard about this.
Man, that's such a great documentary. How this kid, like this rich kid, convinced all these people. He got influencers. He got models. He made a video beforehand.
Didn't he have like celebrities in it?
Yeah,
too?
He had models go to the Bahamas and shoot a promo video and get social media hyped about it. He had models retweet and Instagram and Facebook. And then he got Rick Ross involved. And Ja Rule was one of the spokespersons.
Ja Rule.
Yeah, where's he been at?
He's alive?
He's still alive.
Yeah.
And, it's a great movie how this guy basically tried to make this like Burning Man in the Bahamas for the rich kids. Because a ticket was like a couple $1,000s. Just general admission.
Couple thousand,
and then they were selling like cabanas and
for a million
private planes. A cabana was $250,000, and they were selling this and that. And the guy never had the money. He would get loans here and there. At one point he was running out of money that he made the whole festival a cashless festival. So everybody had to basically put money in a wristband that he invented
everybody just tapped it or something.
Yeah, so it was going to be a cashless event. So everybody had to get a wristband. So he sent an email to all the attendees that were going to come telling them, listen, it's going to be a cashless event. I recommend you put in $300 in your wristband per day.
What?
So he was able to make $2 million just off of that.
What?
And from there, he's like, oh, great. So I got $2 million. So we're gonna spend $2 million on the booze.
If people didn't use $300, they didn't like it was gone.
No, no. I mean, that was like it's like their own bank, basically.
Yeah.
But he recommended that was what they should carry per day was $300 minimum.
That's insane.
To eat or drink.
$300 for food
and
there
was
drinks.
Never any cabanas. it's freaking great, man. It's just from working the event world, me and you.
Yeah,
it's just a great documentary to see what a disaster event.
Yeah,
a
that's
big,
crazy.
A big disaster event. Like he had, Jamie Foxx is coming, Major Lazer, Blink is coming, when in reality, a lot of these acts weren't even like booked, man.
Yeah, I think Blink was booked, but they backed out. Yeah. Once they figured out it was like a shit show.
Well, they found out it was a disaster. So some of these cabanas were like, they were showing these cabanas, and they were basically old FEMA tents from like a hurricane.
They were like Quixote pop-up tents?
Smaller. They were like little igloos.
Oh, my
That's what they were shaped of, like half dome.
That's insane.
Yeah, it was pretty bad, and it's such a great disaster, like,
wow,
documentary. So Fire, I think it's FYR on Netflix, and then Fire Festival maybe on Hulu, or Fire something on Hulu.
Which one's better?
I think the Hulu one's a little bit, it digs in deeper, and they make the guy out to be like a fucking scumbag.
Okay, well, he sounds like it for sure. Yeah.
So the Netflix one was a little bit more safe, I think. I think it might have been produced by someone that was part of the festival, maybe. I don't know.
They
tried to play it safe.
Yeah, got it.
They still showed a lot of the great part is that they both show social media from people that were attending, and how like it was great, because they were like, oh, this is our chartered plane, and it was just like a like a shitty ass plane, like they put them all in one plane, and this is our chartered transportation, our limo. And it was just a bus.
A school bus.
Exactly, dude. And like they were filming while they got to the festival, and like they saw the FEMA tents, and they're like, what the hell is this? Oh my God.
Oh, so the festival actually like started.
Everybody was telling them not to do it. It's not going to happen. You know, if it happens, it's going to be a disaster. The guy actually went forward and had everybody show up
wow,
to this island. And it was a fucking shit show, man.
That's crazy.
It's such a great documentary.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it today.
You should watch it, man.
That sounds awesome.
It's such a shit show, man. It's just like people were trapped on this island. They couldn't fly out. It was horrible. And not only that, after the whole thing, he was still scamming people after the fact. After that whole Fire Festival thing that he fucked up.
How so?
He was scamming people. He's like, he was selling tickets to like Met Galas and like Victoria's Secret like
show. And there were no.
And there's no way to buy tickets to those things. Like one of the producers, like, this guy was selling tickets to like Victoria's Secret fashion show. You can't buy tickets to that show.
Right. Yeah. He was still scamming only
people that way.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, and I think he's in jail right now. That main guy.
Oh, that would be, yeah.
But I like sense. I like to hear the hearing the accounts from like the producers and like the event organizers and even like the locals. Like there was a head local guy, and he hired like hundreds of people, hundreds of locals, and they ended up not getting paid.
Oh man! And he
actually came in like in groups,
crazy,
and wanting to fucking talk to the main dude. And that guy escaped the island. He said, "Fuck this, I'm out." Like even a producer, one of the producers, like he tried to seek shelter because he knew that some of the people were after them, like locals and attendees. Even they were That's fucking pissed, crazy. Man. Yeah, so Fire, check it out on Netflix if you get it, or Hulu. It's awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch that. I worked an event once, not as bad as that, but it was still pretty unorganized. The production manager has never been a production manager before.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and it was a pretty big event, too. It was like this art event, and they were filming it, too, and it was like a week-long festival. They had like people like rappers and stuff performing on a stage, and it was like an art gallery festival thing. And halfway through the job, my bosses quit. So,
no way.
Yeah, so we just never went back.
You said, fuck this, we're out.
Yeah, they were like, hey, we worked like the whole load in process. I was doing locations, worked the whole load in process. And then they were like, all right, the festival kind of runs itself. So we're all going to be off for like 4 days, and then we'll be back for the load out. I'm like, all right, cool. During the festival, I texted them like, hey, what's the deal? Like, when do we start up again? And they're like, yeah, no, we quit. We're done.
Damn.
Yeah. And the whole thing had been kind of running shitty to begin with.
Damn.
So they were like, nah, we quit.
It wasn't one of those EDM, EDC type jobs.
No, it wasn't.
Cause I've heard diapers of those.
Yeah, no, it wasn't music. I mean, they had like bands performing and rappers and stuff, but it was like an art festival.
They never get it right, do they?
Yeah, this is in downtown LA.
Look, don't they learn from Woodstock and Fire? Like, it's a shit show. You need so many, you need toilets.
Yeah.
You
need people that know how to run an event.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Totally.
So my boss ended up pretty much doing the production manager's job most of the time.
Yeah.
He ended up, and he's location manager, but he ended up like you know, handling a lot of the stuff because she didn't know what she was doing. Yeah. So, but yeah, it was pretty crazy.
So the first electronic, what's that thing? I think it's called the Electronic Daisy Carnival.
Oh yeah, EDC, EDC one. Yeah.
So my buddy Caesar, he was one. I think he was like, he was a crane operator maybe or something with the camera. Something. He was with the camera crew. Anyways, yeah. He said that was a shit show, man.
Oh yeah, like, I heard that one's just pretty bad.
I mean, the bathrooms were separate for crew, you know, which was good. But he ventured off into the audience one day, and it was just like so dirty, muddy. Mm-hmm. Like if you try to use a restroom, there's no showers. Ugh. It was just one of those things where it's like, God, it's so dirty and like so unsanitary. I was like, yeah. I don't want to do that job, man.
Yeah, I've talked to like security guards that work Coachella.
Yeah,
and they basically say that they bring them out to Coachella. And they sleep in tents.
Oy.
The security guards sleep in
tents.
Oh,
really? Security too?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's what the my buddy Caesar said. I think he was like, yeah, we're sleeping in a trailer or something like that, like a motorhome or something.
Oh.
And cots, like not cots, but like a motorhome that had multi-story bedding.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he said they would, it was kind of like a military thing where they would set up a big tent.
Damn.
And then they would have like cots and they would all sleep in there. But they would go out there for like a month.
Jesus.
Yeah, because they would be like doing security for load in, load out, the festival, everything.
How miserable does that sound, dude?
Terrible.
And I'm sure you have to either, you can't go and freaking off site, you know, really to go buy.
Yeah, because I mean, I've never been to Coachella, but I imagine it's in the middle of nowhere.
Shitty catering that would suck.
Yeah, for a month.
For a month.
Yeah, because people always say it's in the middle of the desert, so I imagine there's nothing around.
There's nothing around.
Yeah.
God, that's horrible. What a horrible.
Yeah.
I would have never do that.
Job. Yeah. No, thank you.
No, thanks.
No, thanks. Have you finished Narcos?
I did. Mexico? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm halfway through it. It is so good.
It's getting better, right? I told you it was getting better. Yeah. You know,
Michael Pena, amazing.
Great. He's great.
He's fucking great. Kiki Camarena.
Camarena. Camarena.
He's awesome. That's so really good. I'm also watching, I'm halfway through Punisher also.
Oh yeah.
Amazing.
Second season?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think I'm a few episodes in too.
Okay. It sucks because it's going to get canceled, but
I know.
It's the inevitable.
It is what it is, bro.
Yeah.
What else have you been watching? You know, there was SWAT the other night.
Yeah. Oh.
I haven't seen it yet though.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet either. I know it came out
the other day. There's a new episode.
The Rookie's almost done too.
Are they?
Yeah, Rookie's almost done.
They're on first season still, right?
First season, yeah.
Did I tell you the story last time where I saw them filming?
Yeah.
Okay.
Over by you?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been filming a lot over here too. Like a lot on Magnolia and stuff.
Is it the Rookie or is it SWAT?
Oh, I'm sorry, Rookie.
Oh, Rookie. Did you see that cop car that has a driver on top? Have you seen that?
No, I remember you saying
it's
it, but.
It's freaking great, dude.
Yeah. I haven't seen it.
It's an actual, the cop car, the Ford Explorer cop car.
Yeah.
They got the actors inside, but there's a driver on top in a cage.
Yeah, so is that for like the stunt scenes and stuff?
No, that's for them just driving because before you used to put it on a process trailer.
Yeah.
Maybe that's too much. I don't know.
Because the thing is, it looks like some of the shots are done with a Russian arm.
Okay.
Because like sometimes when they're driving, you just see the car. You don't see anything else.
Yeah.
Because I imagine the guy on top's not like wearing green or anything.
No, yeah. Well, I did on the last episode. I think it was the one with the old lady brings in the bombs.
Mm.
On that episode, yeah. The rookie. I saw them in a reflection. I saw them on the scene. I think it was in the beginning of the show. There, you can see the driver on the reflection.
That's on top funny. Of
the caged driver on top.
I got to go back and rewatch that now.
No, yeah. Go check it out, dude. You'll see it in the reflection of like a store window or something.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny. But yeah, that's pretty interesting. I don't know why they... maybe doing the process trailer is just because a process trailer is when they put a car on like an actual trailer.
Yeah, and they put lights up.
And they have a truck tug, cameras. You know, pulling it, right?
Yeah.
And they put all these lights and cameras on it. But maybe for city streets, it's a little bit too long maybe to make turns in. I know I know it can be cumbersome because we shoot it on commercials and we're like in downtown. I know it takes like all these cops for it to like flip around and stuff.
Yeah, because they got to block easier. Off the streets.
Yeah, maybe it's just easier for like a dude on top to just bust a U and just on the one car, you know?
Yeah. It's pretty crazy though how they rig everything up to the roof.
Yeah, it's crazy.
All the controls.
You have to reinforce the shit out of it, you know?
Yeah.
It's a special cop car.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
We did a job when we were at the, where were we? At Warner Brothers. Mm-hmm. And we saw one of the cop cars.
Oh yeah, the Rookie cop car, yeah.
You should tweet that out.
Or Instagram. Yeah, I have a picture of it.
It's pretty interesting how it looks like a cop car, but it's not a cop car because you could totally tell.
Yeah, the Los Angeles established logo is totally different.
It's a different logo on the door, right?
Yeah, and then it also says instead of to protect and serve.
To serve and protect.
To serve and protect, yeah.
And then you look inside and it's kind of rigged for like, it's got like a, I don't know if it was a battery or something. For them to rig lights or something.
Yeah. It looked like there was like a crafty tray in the back seat.
Yeah, that's right. Look at that. Crafty left their tray there.
Yeah. Got some snacks while they're on the road, huh?
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, man.
Anything else?
I think that's about it. Don't forget, if you guys want to support this podcast, Anchor has a thing called Listener Support where you can go on there. You can support us. Plan starting at 99 cents a month.
Yep.
Help us upgrade our gear at some point and some other good stuff. Get a Roadcaster.
Roadcaster Pro 3000.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, we are actually making money off this podcast.
Yeah.
I don't want to brag, dude, but...
Yeah.
There's money in there.
Yeah, yeah. We're making a living. $5.24.
Today's at $5.24. Hey,
yeah.
$5 is $5, man.
Yeah, man. The people have spoken. Holy shit.
We can actually say we're making some money on this thing.
Yeah, we're we're professional podcasters.
Not bad for less than a year of podcasting.
Yeah, $5 in about a year. Hey, whatever. It's not bad.
In 2 years, you make $10.
Yeah, and then we'll double our money.
You can make enough money to buy us a 6-pack of beer.
If any beer wants to sponsor this podcast,
call us up.
Call us up. Let us know.
Water.
Yeah.
Anybody.
La Croce.
Hint, hint, 204, Coyote.
Yeah.
Quick Soap.
204, Hot Bricks.
Hot Bricks.
You guys want an ad?
These are all rental companies, by the way.
Yeah. By the way, we're almost at $3,000. $3,000 downloads.
Oh,
yeah.
That's awesome. Can you name more than five rental companies?
For production supplies?
Production supplies.
Yes.
Go.
Set Stuff. Coyote. One,
two.
Hot Bricks.
Three.
204.
Four.
Zio.
Very good.
Very good.
Very good. Then you got... Can you name 10?
RC.
Six. There's one right next to you, dude. On Lancashire? Yeah, Lancashire and Tuxford or whatever that is. Almost by the 5 freeway, the huge one with all the trucking.
Oh, Surreal?
Surreal?
I don't know how three, I didn't more. Think about Surreal.
Three more. There's one like that sounds like Surreal.
For real?
With the S. No, they just use an S.
Siren.
Siren. Two more.
Man.
No, that's not one.
Man Production Rentals.
Oh, Man Productions.
Shoot.
Two more, dude. Two more. Two more.
Let's see.
Fuck, I'm trying to think of. Oh,
is there two more?
There's at least one more.
Yeah.
Did you get Hot Bricks already?
Yeah, I got Hot Bricks. I love Hot Bricks.
There's a
Hot Bricks takes care of their stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
Took care of his.
Boom, boom, boom. Hot Bricks.
Hot Bricks. Pick it up.
Bing. Pick it up. Bing.
Two more, dude.
Yeah, I don't know.
Two more. There's got to be two more.
I mean, I know there's ones that I know of that I can't think of.
Okay, there's another one called Sunset.
Isn't Sunset Siren?
No, Sunset is like a newer, small, tiny one that's in Burbank.
Oh, I thought that was the same as Siren.
Sunset Rentals. No, Siren's different. Sunset, because I picked up a truck recently from them.
Okay.
And it's a shitty fucking little ass shack.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
This thug ass fool. Hey, bro. I'm like, dude, I'm here to pick up.
Is that the one in Glendale? Sonora Avenue?
Is it Glendale? No, I think it's still Burbank.
But it's on
134. I don't know. Maybe.
That used to be Siren.
That makes sense.
It's like that one driveway.
I think the dude broke off and made Sunset.
Yeah, it's like that one long ass driveway.
Yeah.
And then there's like the back area is no
nothing.
Room.
Exactly.
Yeah, that used to be Siren.
And they
Siren.
Got a gate and then
you
get the street park or whatever.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And they got this one Hispanic dude.
Yeah.
And I'm here to pick up. Hey, what's up, bro?
What's up?
And I'm here to pick up a truck. What's the company, bro? So and so, MJZ, whatever.
Shit. We ain't got it.
Picking up today? Yeah, dude, I'm here to pick up the truck. Hold on, bro. Oh god, that's not good news.
You want me to fill out the invoice for you? What's up?
Your truck's over there, bro. Where? Across the street, bro. We have auxiliary parking. Okay. You have a key or what? How does this?
Yeah.
What about my car? Oh, you had to street park, bro.
I actually had to pick up a truck from them recently, but they parked it at Desmond's.
Oh,
right?
Oh, that's right.
Dude, I get there.
That's they got a space or a couple spaces out there.
They tell me the space number.
Did
is
a guy
that?
Meet you out there?
No. That's the worst part. They tell that's me right, this. They tell right. me the space
yeah,
number
the
that
one.
The truck's in, right?
Yeah.
I get there an extra 30 minutes early, and there's no truck there. Not only is there no truck in the space, there's no
you
truck.
You got to drive it
the-
over because they want you to leave your car there.
Yeah.
And then do the swap there.
Well,
the
yeah, they parked the truck there the night before.
Oh.
But it took an hour and a half to figure out that it was in a different space across the lot, basically. Like, Jesus. And Desmond's is huge. There's like 500 yeah. parking spaces
right
there.
Right next to Burbank Airport with all these.
Yeah.
All this Desmond is a lot where they put all the motorhomes and
yeah.
privately owned
all the trailers.
Trailers and stuff.
Yeah.
Usually for movies.
Yeah, they're like, it's space 117. I'm like, all right, great. I get there. I'm like,
yeah.
There's nothing in 117. Yeah. I call them.
That's
and they're
Sunset.
Like,
Sunset Rentals.
Are you sure? And I'm like, I'm my personal car is parked in space 117. There's no truck here. And then they had to call the coordinator, had to call the production manager. The production manager had to call Siren or Sunset. And then that guy had to call me. And then he had to call another guy
Jesus.
Who didn't know. And it took like an hour and a half. And it was the camera truck.
Wow.
But I ended up getting there like minutes before the camera department got okay. there. So it all worked out. But like, it was like an hour and a half just looking for this goddamn truck.
I know.
I'm like, man.
Yep. That's Sunset.
He's like, are you sure it's not? The guy from Sunset's like, are you sure it's not in 117? I'm like, dude, I'm standing
I'm
in
right.
the spot.
Are you sure?
I can read. It's crazy, but I can see the numbers.
So you got 9. What's the 10th?
I got nothing. I don't know.
I know there's one more.
I mean,
more.
I know there's one more, but I don't know. Oh, Castex. Boom.
Oh,
damn.
Oh, and set stuff. Hello.
No, I said set stuff.
You did you?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, Castex. Today, yeah, we
yeah.
need 10
Castex.
Dental places.
Bada bing, bada boom. Any of those 10, if you guys want to sponsor us,
yeah,
feel free.
If you want to sponsor Two Guys on Set podcast.
We accept your offer. Even though you haven't made one, we accept it.
We'll make
it
a nice commercial.
Yeah. With our sound, music
out,
effects.
Yeah, we'll tweet out your company.
Yeah. We'll do
Come
it
on,
all.
Spread the word.
Yeah, we got almost 1,000 followers on Twitter.
Hello.
So.
That's free advertising. Well, not
yeah.
free. If you want to come and advertise, we'll charge you a little bit.
Yeah. We're not to brag, but you know we're about to hit 3,000 downloads.
We've made
so.
$5.24.
Yeah, we know what we're doing here,
bro. We're like professionals now.
Yeah.
Dude. Come on,
people are listening. I think. Are you guys? Please, somebody, anybody? Bueller. Right. Also, you guys should subscribe to us on iTunes so you get notified every time new episodes are available.
iTunes,
that's always fun.
iTunes is great because it'll tell me in the morning on Friday. You guys on set podcast
yep.
new show
9 a.m. Friday well 9 a.m. Pacific
Ish.
Standard Time noon for Eastern
from 9
coasters.
To noon you,
yeah.
it'll pop up maybe just
yeah.
get that notification you'll hear it you'll see
yeah.
it
bing Two Guys on Set
you can also see us on Instagram
mm-hmm.
we're on Twitter
yeah
YouTube
at
Facebook.
Two Guys on Set
we're all on Two Guys on Set podcast or
yep.
just Two Guys on Set right
at Two Guys on Set yeah
alrighty
yeah what about your
I don't want to play
Instagram.
My personal shit.
Yeah.
I'm on Instagram as Jaime.g.photography.
Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah.
Yeah. Check out my sketch comedy YouTube channel at Shticky Floor. S-H-T-I-C-K-Y. Floor. Sticky.
Like the sticky floor you have at home. All right, guys. This has been another episode of Two Guys on Set Podcast. Thank you for listening, and we'll check you out next week.
This episode is brought to you by ToySparks.com. ToySparks is a website that focuses on providing parents with knowledge and education about the best toys on the market. You can find lots of toy reviews on ToySparks, as well as articles like iPad accessories your kids will love, children's toy storage ideas, and much more. ToySparks also has great educational articles like How STEM Enhances Your Child's Development and Why You Should Encourage Sleepovers. ToySparks.com, the toy website that sparks children's imaginations.